It's All Things Considered on Illinois Public Media, WILL. I'm Jim Meadows.
Bear yourself! Say it loud! I'm black and I'm proud! Say it loud!
Champaign-Franklin Middle School students interviewed a number of African-American women in 2006 on discrimination and other issues. 95-year-old Irma Bridgewater reminisces about the 1920s, when it was common to be verbally abused by white people and denied a place in restaurants.
I remember the a girl that lived on Stanage, the street north of us. Her name was Elizabeth Schoaf. I'd go over to her house to play until her parents would come home, then she'd have me leave. Apparently her parents didn't want me to be there, but then we played some.
So do you know why her parents didn't want her to be there?
Well, I was black.
Do you know any other aspects of segregation that you went through?
I remember an incident when they were putting in the paving the streets, and I came home, I was coming home from school, and the men that were working there, they were saying, they said, all that, when they used to use it, it's going to rain. Something about a black cloud coming over. And I went home and told my dad about it. And, of course, I was upset. And he said, just don't pay attention to it.
They say what?
One of them hollered at the other and said, it's going to rain, there's a black cloud coming over or something.
Well, that was mean.
Yep, that was mean.
How did that make you feel?
Oh, bad. My parents had the idea that used to tell me, if you're nice to people, they'll be nice to you, which is sometimes true. And then I, you know, I believe that. And then I found out later that it isn't always so. But that was their way of helping us to get along with it.
Do you remember anything from the eighth grade?
Yeah. The difficulty was that I had to find someplace to eat. And at that time, we couldn't eat at the dime store. Woolworth's, you know, well, no, you wouldn't know. Downtown was downtown. And then, however, my mother at that time was running the elevator at Kaufman's store. So if I had take a lunch with me, I'd go down there and go down to the basement, Kaufman's store, and eat.
So how come you couldn't go to the dime store?
Because I was black. No, we were colored then.
Oh, okay.
So I was colored.
So it was a racist store?
Yeah. Yeah. We could go in there and buy it and take it out, but you couldn't sit at the counter and eat it. You know, you learned to live with it. We had to learn to live with that. You didn't like it, but you just learned to live with it.
The Youth Media Workshop series, I Remember, I Believe, is a service of Illinois Public Media. Stories were produced by University of Illinois graduate journalism student Carrie Carpenter, using interviews of Champaign-Franklin Middle School students.